East Coast Breakfast.
I have a follow-up on Mother's Day Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had the best. I had the best Mother's Day Day. And I had a tray in the morning, and then we went for brunch. And Izzy and Mouse were there, and I was there. And it was wonderful, and the food was great, and the people were great. And even the people coming saying, can I have my mother have a photo with you guys? And I was like, oh, it was great. It was great. But then Mouse was a little bit reserved. She was like a little bit not engaging. And I was like, I wonder if there's issues, if there's a problem. I was a little bit concerned.
Okay.
And then when we got home after this fabulous day, she just raced to her room and closed the door, and like that was it. And I was like, I wonder if something was said or someone did something or that. So at dinner later in the day, I checked in with her, and she was like, nah, I got studies, Dad.
I have a life and business.
She took time out of her busy studying schedule to have a Mother's Day brunch with us. That's the way that she saw it. She was busy. She was like, she had a schedule to do. She had studies. She had revision to do. She was like, Dad, we're halfway through May. It's mid-year exams are around the corner. Yeah. And I was like, oh, snap. Okay. Is there okay, anything I can do? Can I get you? What can I do? What should I say?
Stop inviting.
How do I do?
Stop taking me out for long brunches on a Sunday when I'm studying.
She's too nice to have said that. But yeah. I said to her, and then she went and did her own thing. And just before I went to sleep, I asked her one more time last night. I asked the question about, well, take a listen.
Baby, it's exam time. What can I do to make things easier for you?
Maybe stop telling me to go outside and breathe the fresh air. You know, feel the sunlight every 5 minutes. I'm trying to revise.
But you want me to go get fresh air, right?
I will photosynthesize for you.
It's not every 5 minutes.
She has a window. Why do you tell her to keep going
outside? No, she's in there for hours. And I'm like, you need to go out. No, my advice is you got to go outside, get some sunshine, get some fresh air, feel the grass on your feet.
She likes to study. She's studying. She's busy.
Okay, well, apparently, yeah. Apparently, hey, child, go get fresh air is not good advice. I'm finding out from all quarters. So can I ask that question this morning? I'm going to ask the kids. I'm going to ask those getting ready to write exams, or those who have in their recent memory can remember writing your exams, the build-up to your exams. What can we do? What should parents do? In actual fact, I'll break it down to three things. What should parents start, stop, and continue doing?
Let's say good morning to Phoebe. Phoebe.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm great. So firstly, tell me what grade you're in. And secondly, what do you want your parents to either start, stop, or continue doing?
So I'm currently in matric, and I would love if my mom and sister would stop asking me questions every 10 minutes while I'm trying to study.
Yeah. What questions are they asking?
So I would start studying, and my sister would come in and say, oh, have you done this, or have you done that, or can you come and play with me, or can you listen to this, or can you do that?
So you need your space.
Yes, I do, very much.
Just let me do it.
All right, Phoebe, I'm asking as a concerned parent here, okay? How long must I leave you alone in the room before I get concerned about, okay, have you eaten, have you drunk water, are you breathing?
I think every student is different.
Yeah.
Personally, because I feel like I can study for a certain amount of time and then go out my room. But I feel like maybe once a child comes out their room, then they're ready to come and eat or talk to you.
Okay. You wait for them
to
make that first step.
Don't knock on the door.
You don't go there and be like, hello, Mouse, again for the 50th time.
Do you have water?
Yeah.
Do you want something to eat?
Because
have you napped? Yeah.
Exactly. Because for me, like, I'll be studying in the middle of something important and my mom will come in and then I lose track of focus and then I go off track.
Okay, so teenagers are like groundhogs. Don't go to them. Yes. They'll come to you.
Yes.
All right, Phoebe.
Very much so.
Thank you. Thank you for that advice. I'm writing this down. I'm going to study it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Phoebe. All right, anything else? What am I missing? What do parents need to do less of, more of, start doing? 0617929495.
Well, mom should stop doing is that she should stop telling us to come inside after we have come from school and it's been a tiring day.
Yeah.
Second, all mom should allow me to be doing is allowing me to be on my phone without her telling me to get off. And secondly, there should be snacks around so when I want snacks, I can go grab.
Hi, Logan. You are very demanding.
Yeah,
I won't lie. And number two, you can't come in now with other things. You see, kids are being naughty. You can't come in with other demands now. You want your phone, your iPad, the TV. No.
You can't have two good demands and then throw in an unreasonable one in the middle.
This is what you want, exactly.
We're on to you.
We see you, Logan. I see you. I see it.
Bubbles here, Smurfy's daughter. Mm. One thing I'd love my mom to continue doing is if she could just let me study in peace. Mm-hmm. For the first time ever, my mom does not disturb me whenever I'm studying. Oh, and that makes me so, so proud of her.
Proud of mom.
See, Darren, it's possible.
Someone must be proud of me.
Yes,
it can be done.
You can do it.
Hi, Darren team. Coming from a mom that's been through two matrics with boys, it's very different with a girl. The boys, I just needed to make food. That's all. They'll come to me. They'll be there every now and then. They're hungry. They must be food. Not snacks, food. Yeah. With the girl, oh, it's so different. You have to ask, are you right? Do you want something? Can I make you coffee? Yeah. Do you want hot chocolate? Do you want sugar in it?
Honey.
What snacks would you prefer? It's salty or sweet? Do you want biscuits or rusks? What rusks would you like?
Madeleine,
very different with my matric this year. She's the last one, and then I'm A4 away. Then I can retire.
Can I just say, Tani Madeleine, you are very sweet and you speak very nicely when you give her the options.
Some of us,
we've got the options, not so sweet.
Morning East Coast. Yeah, yes, it wasn't me specifically, but I once dated a girl with my trick and they were quite well off and her mom booked her a full body massage every single day during exams. I thought that was a little bit excessive.
Huh. Oh, my parents were useless. That's amazing. A massage every day, guys, imagine. Where would you even get the time?
Who gets that? Every day.
Wild. That's insane.
Every day.
Of your exam. That's crazy. Let's say good morning to Christina from Phoenix. Good morning, Christina. Tell us, how do you support your child during this exam season?
Well, I've had two older children who finished matric like yonks ago. So this is the last lumpy now. Who was in grade 11, and she just wants to be left alone as well. And I'm like going out of my mind thinking, is she okay? Has she fallen asleep on her book? So all I do now, I've learned from these kids, I made up a boo basket for her every time. It's got a little bit of munchies, some snacks, some chuckies, and that gets her through hours. And she'll come out for air when she needs to, so I'm told.
I know, so you're told
when they need
it. They could be gone for weeks. And then you see this pale creature emerging from the crypt and say, I'm writing today.
The father who can't deal with it, he wants to see her like every 15 minutes and see if she's breathing, you know?
Okay, Christina, so it's obviously a dad thing because Darren has the same problem.
Yes. Definitely. We moms can learn to let go, I think.
See.
But it's the dad. Yeah, I have to cling on. So I understand where Darren's coming from.
Anna is much better at this. She just opens the door a crack and throws in a bottle of water and some Reese's Pieces. And that's
all you need to do.
That's
take drink.
Christina, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Morning, East Coast Radio. I take my daughter for exams every day, actually, but mostly for exams. I make sure she goes out for her 3-kilometer or 5-kilometer run, and then we go home, and then she can study further because then her brain is open and clear and she's more relaxed. Otherwise, she will climb out against the walls.
So remember in January, of course, when matric results were released, and we had the amazing Caden Govender from Greenbury Secondary School, KZN's number one student.
Yes, I remember
him. And then we also spoke to Kwadokuhle Mhlungu. She was from Phedukani Full Service High School in Newcastle, the third best student in KZN last year. So I think the two of them are the ultimate answers. They will give us all the advice that we need to know for our parents, for everybody, for everything. So let's chat to them up next. Let's phone them and get some advice.
100%. We have Kwadokuhle with us right now. Good morning, Kwadokuhle.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good as well.
Last time we spoke to you, you weren't sure of what you were going to go and study. Do you know now?
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but now I'm sure because I'm already doing
it. Well, so what are you studying?
I'm studying medicine.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. You're going to be a doctor.
All the way.
Yeah, so one day she could be treating us, guys, in KZN. You never know. But I do want to know, we've been asking people, what should parents do to support their kids that are studying during this time when you prepare for exams? What advice do you have for parents?
I would advise parents to support their children because exams are a very crucial time. They can take a toll in your mental state as well. Mm. So I advise them to just give them all of the emotional support. Like, yes. After they just finish their paper and tell them that, no, it's okay, even if you didn't do well in this one, you can do well in the next one. Yeah. You see, that helped me a lot. I would also advise them to just, decrease the chores.
No chores.
Sometimes the chores can take a lot of time, and maybe you are tired and stressed.
Yes.
So for others, it can actually relieve that stress, but for others, it doesn't work that way.
But Kwando Kutle, if I don't make my child mow the lawn, I will never see her.
You'll never see her. Huh?
She's just studying.
But you can see, I feel like it should take up a lot of time. Just imagine mowing the lawn. It takes a lot of time. But as a parent, you can actually advise your child who's a learner to take breaks, like productive breaks, that you can see that, okay. Because, exams just want you to focus on them and them only.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, Kwando Kutle. Truth bombs.
Good luck with the medicine, and so when you graduate, we'll be there. Caden Govender, we also spoke to him. He was KZN's number one student. He's from Greenbury Secondary School, and he's back today. Caden, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Caden, what did you eventually decide on studying?
So.
Oh no.
At the University of Witwatersrand.
Say it again, Caden. We had a technical issue.
Oh, sorry. I'm studying actuarial science at the University of Witwatersrand.
I remember he said that.
Caden, we're asking parents what advice and what support and how they should support their kids during this exam time. What advice do you have for parents?
I feel like parents should just make sure that their kid feels that they have their support, like through maybe small gestures. Like I remember my mom purchased like a small goodie bag full of snacks for me to study. Also, I feel that parents shouldn't let their kids constantly sit in front of the books the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe once in a while, take them, you know, once it's lunchtime, take them out for lunch or something.
Yes. Caden gets it. And then knock on the door every 15 minutes. Baby, do you need a hug? Do you need some water? Like every 10 or 15 minutes. Am I right, Caden?
Yeah, precisely. Like, I remember for me, it'll always be a knock on the door. And like, do you want some tea? Do you want some biscuits?
Yes. You see, it's different strokes for different folks. Do you see what worked for Caden there? Maybe it didn't work for Kwando Kutle. Caden Govender, Kwando Kutle Mklungu, thank you so much for speaking to us, and good luck with your university mid-year exams.
Thank you.
Bye.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.